Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number three, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now, he's just getting back from SHOT Show. And before we talk about anything, you know, I didn't even mention that. Before we talk about any of the articles, I'd like to talk about what you thought of SHOT Show. But joined once again by Dean Weingarten, writer extraordinaire. How did you like SHOT Show? How was the weather in beautiful Vegas?
Well, SHOT Show was pretty good. It was a little cool. In Vegas, you know, just because I'm used to warm weather.
Right.
Wasn't anything extraordinarily cold or anything, but I went to Industry Day at the range, which is sort of part of SHOT Show, but it's not open to most people. You have to be kind of an industry insider to get invited to it, and by invitation only. And I'm sure that the people who present the wares there have to pay a fair amount of money to get the slots at Industry Day at the range. And it was cool there, and it was predicted to rain, and it rained just about as predicted, you know, just about noon is when it was starting. So I got there fairly early and was leaving right about noon, but, you know, there were everything and everybody was starting to get wet
right
at the time. So if you got there before noon and left at about noon, it was pretty good, but I would say attendance was down a little bit, probably because of the weather, gray and a little windy and cool, you know. There were a lot of interesting things there. I shot the Ruger Red Hawk, or Super Red Hawk, I guess, 8-shot 22 Hornet revolver. I think it had a 9.5-inch barrel, whatever. I mean, it's cool revolver. Probably you're not going to go wrong with buying one because either it'll become a commercial success or a collector's item.
Right.
And I just, you know, it just reminded me a good bit, and I joked with the guy there at the Ruger booth about the 22 jet that came out in the late, I think the 1960s, maybe middle 1960s, around 1960. And they were people who immediately used it for hunting bears in Maine, as I recall. And they had chamber inserts that you would put an offset, had an offset chamber, so you could fire 22 rimfire out of it. Now, the regular jet chambers were concentric, but the inserts had the chamber offset on them. And so I asked the guy, are you going to offer chamber inserts on this like they did on the jet? And he said, well, we're not answering that question yet. So, I don't know. But, it's just an unusual choice for a revolver. There aren't very many 22 centerfire revolvers out there. And it's a big revolver. You know, it's the Super Red Hawk. Fortunately for a 22 Hornet, it has integral Ruger scope bases on it, because I would think that if you're going to shoot something like a Hornet out of a revolver with a reasonably longish barrel, you know, an optical sight's the best way to go. And there were some other things out there that I shot. I shot one of the Kel-Tec short-barreled rifles, and I'm wondering, it sounds like they're offering it from the factory, so it must be the Class 3 dealers. And it's their P50, which is the 5.7 millimeter with the 50 round magazine. And I was surprised. It's really not difficult to change that magazine. It takes a little getting used to, because you have to pull the top open, insert the magazine, close the top back down. It's not what you're used to with changing the magazine, But it seemed pretty simple and not finicky and relatively easy to do. And they had a little red dot sight on that, and the barrel's about 9-10 inches long, and it's got that, I have to say, it looks like a very awkward wire stock, but in practice, it is not. In practice, it worked just fine. And they had about a 3/4 silhouette target, 70 meters, or 70 yards down range, thereabouts. And I just could easily stand there, put the dot on the target, ping, 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 ping. You know, it was a very effective little package. I mean, you know, for certain applications, I can see where it would be very nice. You know, it's pretty concealable. You fold that stock, and it's only like a really big pistol. And it doesn't take much to put the stock into place. And with a red dot on it, just put the dot on the target and shoot. Very, very fast acquisition of target and sights, and almost no recoil with that 5.7 cartridge, which is a little hotter than a 22 mag.
How big is a 22 center fire round?
Well, for the 5.7?
Yeah.
It's not very big. It's a bottleneck cartridge, and it's just a little bit bigger than a 22 Magnum. If you made the 22 Magnum into a bottleneck, with only a little bit bigger than, you know, the, it's about, I'm going to say, the cartridge case at the base is probably about 30 cal. So it's not much bigger than a 22.
Right.
And it's and you get 50 of these small cartridges in that magazine. And, you know, so you get a lot of reasonably high velocity 22s out of a small package. And almost no recoil. I mean, there's hardly any recoil at all. That's why it's one of the reasons it's so easy to put the red dot on the target. I mean, it's optical, and yet there's no magnification. It's easy to see everything around it. Now, what are they running? I don't know what the short-barreled rifle runs, but I think the P-50 runs about $600. And I'm going from memory, so it'd be best for somebody to look it up. And I've seen them on sale. I think I saw some of the P-50 pistols on sale for like $400. So I was tempted, but the 5.7 round itself is kind of pricey, although the price is falling. So I'd have to look up what they cost. But for specialty purposes, you know, it looked to me like it might be better than having an MP5. I mean, because the round, you got 50 rounds, and it's real light and small and handy. So that's just my observations.
Right.
Now, that 5.7 round developed by FN was meant to be able to penetrate soft body armor, but you don't get that bullet choice in the American ammunition. You don't get the military FN. But if you were, you know, on some special government detail or something, you could probably get the military ammunition, and then it gives an advantage over 9mm by being able to penetrate soft body armor more easily. Now, that's with, like I said, the special the original military ammunition.
Right.
So that was kind of cool because it was there, and I'm going to write an article about this, but it's just one fact, so I don't think it's that big a detail. But it was interesting because I was at the Kel-Tec booth, and I was talking about various stuff, and I was curious as to how many of the P-17 pistols they have produced, because it's been a hit. I mean, I have two of them.
Right.
They're just so light and of a just the size where they're easy to handle and shoot, but about as compact as they're just about this.
I was too busy listening to you. You hang on. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about some Kel-Tec stuff that he saw at SHOT Show, and we were talking about this .22 centerfire, which is that a new round, or is I
no,
didn't
it
know
was
that
five,
thing existed?
Yeah, the 5.7 millimeter has been around for a while now. Ruger has recently come out with a 5.7 pistol. Let's see, who else? I think Smith & Wesson has 5.7 out there. And what has happened is, as it's become somewhat more popular, the price has started to drop a bit. For a while, that 5.7 cartridge was running about $1 a round or more. And now I think it's dropped down into the, I don't know, 50-60% range, 50-60% range. But I'm, you know, I'm really, I haven't bought some recently, so I'm just, I remember, I think what I recall is hearing an overhearing a conversation somewhere, somebody talking about 5.7.
Right.
But the, I believe that the cost of the round has come down somewhat, and that makes it, more, viable, more potentially popular, because, you know, unless you're very well off, you don't want to pay a huge amount, a dollar or two a round for ammunition.
Right.
Now, of course, when you work for the government and you can get your ammunition for free, that's not a problem. So, but I believe the 5.7 is gaining in popularity. One of the problems with it, because I haven't tried to reload, I have to say, but I've collected a few empty cartridges off the range. First time I fired it was at my, I think it's second cousin's place, Scottsdale Gun Club, you know, one of the big sort of first really upscale gun clubs in Scottsdale. And I was up there and he said, "Oh, you want to shoot?" He said, "Yeah, I'm going to shoot 5.7. I haven't played with it." So I fired a few rounds from that. And I collected some of the brass just so I'd have it as a reference point. And it's really thin brass. I mean, the brass looks to me like it doesn't seem to be much thicker than a 22 rimfire. And I could just see it would be difficult to reload. But it's very, I would think you could crumple that brass very easily. And people I've talked to, I talked to someone, I think, at the Kel-Tec booth about it. And I said, you know, has anybody been able to, you know, reloading this ammo? And he says, yes, we hear it's really hard to reload. We don't know if people are doing it. And, of course, my suspicious, cynical nature is that FN specifically designed it so it would be hard to reload. I mean, the British did stuff like that with some of their shotgun ammunition in India because they didn't want, you know, the natives to be able to get a hold of cartridge brass and reload it.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's an interesting round and it's gaining in popularity. Now, the other centerfire 22 that I talked about was the 22 Hornet. In the Ruger Super Blackhawk. And of course, that's easy. The Hornets have been reloaded forever. And they are relatively easy to reload. And I joked with the guy at the Ruger booth saying, you know, if they put a full metal jacketed round on this Hornet cartridge, you'd have a bear gun here. I said, well, I don't know if I'd want a 22 Hornet as a bear gun, but it was meant as a joke. And, but I'm absolutely certain that a 22 Hornet out of a big heavy revolver in a long barrel will kill a bear if you put it in the right place. So it's a lot better than not having any gun if you're in a situation where you need to protect yourself from a bear. There were some other things there. I shot the Kimber revolver. It's been around a couple of years now, but I'd never shot it before. And that's in .357. It's a six shot. Yeah, I think, two and a half inch barrel. Well made revolver. It functioned very well. The double action trigger was smooth. I only fired it in double action. I fired a cylinder in 38s and a cylinder in 357, 125 grain 357. And, the 357 stung a little bit, but I was surprised at how controllable and easy it was to get follow up shots with it. It was not a super hard kicking revolver, partly because it's very solidly made. It's definitely not an ultra lightweight snub nose. You know, it has a little bit of weight to it, and that aids in controlling recoil. But
right.
Seems like a very well made revolver. So those are some of the things. Oh, I noticed. Yeah, gosh, I think I can come up with the name. There a lot of people have relatively small booths at the show, and they're you don't necessarily hear a lot about them. I'm having a hard time coming up with the card for this person, but he's basically a one-man shop, and has created software for whitetail hunting that takes the GIS data and with GPS data and with data that's been collected on studies of whitetail deer habits, you know, where they put a tracker on the white-tailed deer, and then they try to figure out what's the statistical thing about how whitetails act in different environments. So it's pretty sophisticated. And, of course, now I'm having a hard time coming up with the name of the outfit, which is terrible. But I will come up with it before the end of the show at some point.
Yep.
Even if I have to do a search for it. But and it was really interesting because you put this thing on a little tablet that he has with the software, and it shows you this incredibly fine detail. He had LIDAR data that's where you use a laser like a radar.
Yeah.
And it would, he could see right through all the foliage and trees and get the real fine detail of the terrain. You know, where a little spring was, the exact way that a ravine worked. And he put all this stuff together so that you could more easily figure out what the movements were for whitetails. And he had this for like 70% of the area of the United States, which is just incredibly dense data. And so I was looking at it, and I was impressed with how he had put this all together. I mean, because that's the like I said, the laser the LIDAR data is down to 1 meter resolution. That's just incredible resolution for this wide scale data, huge amounts of data. But we are in this age where we can handle enormous amounts of data. Data storage has become relatively cheap, and data processing has become relatively cheap. And so I was impressed. I'll come up with the name a little later.
Hang on right there, and you can come up with the name. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. The future of a Texas immigration law now resting with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4, which grants police agencies the authority to detain individuals labeled as illegal immigrants. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources. They raised close to $66 million in March. That's a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. the founder of the World Central Kitchen, urging Israel to increase access to food and medicine in Gaza. Celebrity chef Jose Andres expressed in a New York Times op-ed that Israel can do better than obstructing the delivery of essential supplies to civilians. His remarks follow an Israeli airstrike that killed several of his aid workers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And speaking of Dean Weingarten, and he has found the name. What did you find?
Yeah, okay. The company is called Spartan Forge, and the owner is Bill Thompson. And I talked to Bill at the industry day at the range, and I said I was pretty impressed with how he had put this together. And it, there are things in there. For example, it has ownership data in there. So property lines. And one of the big things in our increasingly crowded hunting situation is knowing where public property is and private property stops. And so you can look at this and with a great deal of confidence figure out where you're, when you're on public property and when you're on private property. Now there are other programs that do this also. But I would say that I was impressed with Spartan Forge, software, and Bill Thompson, and he's done a good job of putting it together. I read some of the, of what happened, and he was is a veteran. He'd been over in Iraq, and they used software to figure out where insurgents would be and what they were likely to do and how they were likely to move. And he, when he was in the service, he said, you know, this problem is not that different from figuring out how to hunt whitetails. And so he used a lot of his experience in the service in putting together the software for using techniques to hunt whitetail deer with. I thought it was fascinating.
That's a really interesting application. I'm aware of the LIDAR system. They use LIDAR systems now for filming, believe it or not. They use that to where LIDAR will measure the distance, and they have these electronic motors which will focus your non-automatic focus lens onto this, it'll actually spin it to where it has to be based on the distance it perceives between what you're pointing the lens at and where the laser's hitting it and calculating that distance and figuring out how to spin the focus. LIDAR is quite the little system.
It is, and I worked with it a bit as a meteorologist with the sensor systems that we were developing in Yuma Proving Ground 15 years ago or so, and obviously just has kept on developing and becoming more and more useful and precise and effective. And one of the reasons you can get such great resolution with it is because you're using a very narrow beam. You're actually using a laser, and the laser bounces back, and you measure distance, just like a laser rangefinder, only you do it automatically many times a second.
Right.
And so you're basically creating a map from the data, just like radar, but a lot more precise. And so it's, this sort of technology is going to continue on. And, of course, the other side of this is that if you're an insurgent out there and you can put yourself on whatever side you want, it's a lot easier for people to spot you. And you look at the, what I call the first drone war in the Ukraine-Russian war, and it's hard to hide out there anymore.
Right.
LIDAR tends to just see through foliage. It's almost like the trees aren't there. And of course, with the ability to see thermal imaging and infrared, actually various spectrums, it just gets super hard to hide, whether you're a deer or a person. And even if you put some infrared reflecting camouflage around you, so as it tries to cut down on your infrared signature or even just the temperature difference signature, you know, it's hard to get everything and cover it all. Even harder for armored vehicles, you know, because they have a motor, and that motor has to get rid of weight, heat somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And that leaves a big signature to see, either thermal imaging or infrared. So, we've kind of gone off in a different direction here, but these military technologies obviously have civilian applications, too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So let's go instead, as we sit here and we're talking about this, let's start talking about Prague. We got a little bit of time to kick this off, and we can finish it in the next segment. But you have an article out, Prague mass murder shows copycat killings are not limited to the United States. I would have been very surprised if that were the case, but what'd you find out?
Well, what we see is this claim over and over whenever there's a mass murder in the U.S., this claim, and I know President Biden, that this doesn't happen in other countries.
Yeah.
Well, it's completely false. It does happen in other countries, and it happens in a lot of other countries more commonly than it happens in the United States. And it's just a lie that it doesn't happen in other countries. What I found interesting about this one in the Czech Republic, and it's so bizarre and horrifying, is that this guy he appeared more normal than most of these mass murderers. I mean, he was a good student. He was in a graduate program, and he was doing pretty well. But when they looked at his sort of private writings, he had aspired to be a mass murderer for a long time. And at first he was considering to be a serial killer. And then he decided, no, it's better to get a whole bunch of people all at once. And it's like, wow. I mean, the Czech Republic, it is a little bit easier in the Czech Republic to get a permit to own a firearm than it is in most of Europe. But it's a lot harder than it is in most of the U.S. It's harder than it is in California or in New York. So you can get one, but you are vetted pretty rigorously. And this guy was vetted, and yet he was able to acquire, they say, 8 different firearms. Not that it makes a big difference, since it appears that he pretty much used one for his mass murder at Charles University. And we don't know. I have not seen evidence yet to indicate if the rifle he used, which appears to have been a sort of variant of the AR-10 with a telescopic sight, and the telescopic sight had gold rings around the objective lens, a gold ring. So I can't swear it was a loophole sight, but it may have been. So we don't know if that rifle was his or if it was his father's, because he murdered his father before he went on his rampage. And it turns out that he murdered a couple other people randomly a few days before he went on his rampage. There's a forest a few miles away, and about a 30-year-old father and a 2-month-old baby were out in the forest, and he killed both of them just because they were there and he could. I mean, it's just, you know, the guy had a very twisted mind. And interestingly enough, and one of the prime reasons I see for the increase in mass murder by public shooting is that he was inspired by media reports. But he wasn't inspired by media reports from the U.S. He was inspired by media reports of mass murder in Russia. And he specifically mentioned it in his, you know, manifesto or memoirs or whatever, when the police found them. He says, I am inspired by this guy who killed people in Russia.
Hang on 1 second right there. We're going to have to hold it right there. Last break. This article is the last one that got published at Amoland.com. It's about nearly 2,400 other ones, I think. There, 2,324.
We are over 2,400 now.
Over 2,400 other articles just like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the last time on the firing line. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find most of his stuff, well, the last few years of his stuff, at amoland.com. We're talking about this article coming out of Prague where we had a copycat. Please continue if you would, please, sir.
Yes. This person who did the mass murder in Prague clearly was incentivized by media reports out of mass murder in Russia. I mean, he specifically says that he was incentivized by those reports in his writings. And it's just bizarre, but that seems to be the primary way that we get more mass murderers by shooting, is people are incentivized. They're copycats of other people who committed mass murder by shooting. And one of the primary motivators appears to be fame. That is, these people are made into anti-heroes by the media, and their names are repeated over and over again, and they're included on lists and Wikipedia accounts, and their motivation is to kill so many people that they make the record book, as they say. And that was specifically stated by the mass murderer from Port Arthur in Tasmania, Australia, during his trial. And that murder, that those mass murders in Port Arthur directly led to the draconian gun control laws that exist in Australia today. And we have the mass murderer in New Zealand who specifically said that one of his aims was to trigger extremely strict gun control laws in New Zealand, and which he succeeded in doing. So much of these appear to be mass murder, and it's in large part because the media is completely irresponsible in promoting these people as people that needed to be reported on much. If you look at the amount of reporting these mass murders by gun get, it is tremendously disproportionate to other types of mass murders, like mass murder by car or by arson or by bombing. And I think it is my opinion that the reason they get so much more reporting is because the media, which is without question extraordinarily biased against gun ownership by ordinary people, see these mass murders as opportunities to push restrictive gun controls. And so they don't see them as so much a problem as an opportunity. And so they get much more coverage. And with more coverage, you get more people who are kind of on the edge or tripped over into committing these mass murders with firearms. Now, in the Czech Republic, they are some of the less restrictive places to get firearms in Europe. But they're still pretty restrictive. I don't know if this mass murder will have the effect there of, you know, incentivizing laws to restrict firearms ownership. They were kind of on the other path for several years. And another thing that happened that I thought was interesting is that this mass murder in Prague was conducted from, I believe, the fourth or fifth floor of a university building. And let's see, a couple of years ago, it was actually May 30th in 2022, I was up in Boise, Idaho, and Ed Monk and I were presenters at an armed self-defense course. And in his presentation, and Ed gave this marvelous presentation on, he was focused mostly on school shootings, well, mass school murders by shooting. And he said that he believed more of these mass murders were going to use height as a way to commit mass murder. And he was referencing to the Las Vegas shooting, where the mass murder there was at one of the upper stories of a casino hotel and firing out the window at a large crowd down below and killed quite a few people. Now, the first one that became widely publicized that I know of is the Charles Whitman mass murder in 1966. That happened on August 1st, 1966. And he killed Whitman, kind of like this guy in Prague. He killed people off campus, and then he went to campus, and then he killed 14 more. Whitman killed his wife and his mother. He had been a Marine, and he had a tumor right in his head, too. And then he killed another 14 people from the Texas Tower in Austin, Texas. Well, this guy had a rifle. The fellow in the Czech Republic had a rifle with a telescopic sight. It appears to have been a ZEV-30, which is basically an AR-10 type rifle. And that's going from a picture, which supposedly is the rifle that he tossed off the balcony as he was closed in on, and it had a telescopic sight. But we don't know for sure if that was his or his father's, but we do know his father was murdered also before he went on this rampage. Anyway, in the case in the Austin, Texas, Whitman was opposed by a bunch of people with guns on the ground, and two policemen and a armed civilian climbed the stairs to get at him and finally took him out. But what we did not see with Whitman was copycats. We didn't see people saying, oh, that guy killed a bunch of people from a tall building. I think I'm going to kill a bunch of people, too. Because I think Whitman, in part, in the coverage, was considered to be crazy, and much of his craziness was attributed to the brain tumor they found when they did the autopsy. So he wasn't really glorified. And at the time, in 1966, it's just during that transition period, I would say, when we started going from where the Constitution was mostly respected to where the progressives in the judiciary, and particularly in the media, decided the Constitution needn't be respected much anymore. So if you look back, there is a pretty significant sea change in the middle 1960s in U.S. governance, I would say, and this happened right at the edge of it. So we didn't get copycats from Charles Whitman, but we certainly have gotten them since the middle 80s. So what I'd say the lessons to be learned from this Czech Republic mass murder is that it is not strictly a U.S. phenomena. And in this copycat killing in Prague, the copycat was copying mass murders in Russia. So when people tell you that this doesn't happen in countries other than the U.S., you know you are being lied to.
Do you think it didn't happen in that way with the Texas Tower shooting because of that there just wasn't as much broadcasting of that kind of stuff going on in those
days? I think so. I think that's part of it. I mean, we didn't have any social media back then to speak of. There were no cell phones. There were only three networks. So there wasn't any cable TV yet. I mean, there may have been a few small cable systems around early ones. But in 1966, most of that didn't exist. And remember, in 1966, you could buy as many guns as you wanted through the mail. There was no 68 gun law yet. And if you were if I had traveled to California, or let's say Idaho from Wisconsin, and I saw a pistol in a shop that I wanted to buy, I just laid down the cash and purchased it.
Well,
and we
have run out of time. We have run out of time, Dean, so we'll pick this up because you just started a very fascinating topic. This article, over 2,400 like it at ammoland.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Phil.
As for me, back again in 21 hours in between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.